There's no one way to do this. You can do this while taking a walk, riding a bike, sitting quietly in front of a candle, sitting on your patio. It could be absolutely silent. There could be quiet music or sounds in the background. As I've shared with you, I like to do it when jogging. And so you can choose whatever vehicle that suits you. You can choose more than one. Perhaps walking sometimes. A bubble bath with a candle another time. Or like me, am I jogging? Just using that one avenue that feels the best. That feels the most passionate, powerful for you. And as you're proceeding with that particular vehicle, you begin by turning your attention to your head, by turning your attention to your mind and the story. And on any one particular day, or perhaps repeated days, until you come to the understanding, the direction, or the solution that you've needed, you'll identify the particular difficulty or struggle that you're having at this particular moment. And identifying it, you just let yourself pay attention for a while to the story around this difficulty or this struggle. And the story may include memories or images of the past. It may include fears about the future. Or it may be focused on a difficulty or a struggle that is happening in life right now at this particular time of life. And as you attend to the difficulty and the story around it, once this is clear, you're going to turn your attention to your body. And though the thoughts of mind will drift away out of attention, you know that the difficulty with which you are seeking some guidance will stay with you in the background. So that it can be turned over once in your open waiting place. And now you choose, because it is a choice, if you choose so, to turn your attention to your body. And having spent some time entertaining the difficulty within the context of your story, it's very likely that your body has had a physiological reaction to it. Because our physiology doesn't think, doesn't have consciousness. It just reacts to the triggering of the story and the thought. And you begin to attend to what that reaction was and how it feels for you. And each of us typically has our own unique distressful response that tends to be the same, that tends to repeat, tends to have a pattern. And if not, that's okay. And you choose now to pay attention to the distress, the feeling. And as you do so, you concentrate your attention fully on that experience. And any thought that was there a few moments ago simply drifts away. We're not stopping the thought. We're not fighting the thought. It's there. It's hardwired. There's no point in trying to get rid of it or change it. It'll only create a battle. And so all we're doing is not attending to it, not entertaining it, by turning our attention to how we feel right now in this moment. And as we do that, we allow memory, future fears, present situations to just drift off into the background. And we're going to begin the process of allow and follow. We start by just allowing whatever feeling is there, even distress. But we allow that feeling to be there and we move into it to discover it, explore the experience of it without any labels or thoughts or stories, just the pure sensation of it, the pure energy of it. But we're going to do that without attaching to it, without getting stuck in it. And as we're allowing it to be there, not just observing it, but moving into it to explore it, to discover the experience of it. If at any point it begins to shift or change, begins to intensify or dissolve, we then shift into following where it goes. There is nothing to do here. I like to remind myself, and I like to remind others, that this is the easiest task in life that we'll ever have. Because I don't have to analyze, I don't have to figure out, I don't have to fix anything. My own experience will be the guide that provides the direction that I follow. And I'm not going to try to interpret it or understand it. It's the easiest task in the world. I allow what's there, explore it, experience it. And if it shifts, I follow it, and then I allow where I've been led to. And so, even if it's distress, if it shifts to another part of the body, I just follow it to where it shifts to, and then I begin discovering the experience of it in that part of the body. And that's what I'll ask you to do now, silently for a few moments. Allow and follow. One of the things that you are very likely to discover is how clever, how subtle and tricky the mind is. That story, that survival program, it's going to try to find a way to lure you back to thought, to interfere with moving deeper and deeper into your experience. And I ask people, why? At some point, perhaps not now, ask yourself, why would my mind not want me to proceed? Why would it try to cleverly distract me, pull me, lure me back to thought, back to story? What is it it does not want me to discover? And some folks will tell me, well, it doesn't want me to discover that I'll lose control, or I'll become horribly depressed or go crazy. Can we trust that? Can you trust that thought? Is it true? Or is it a tactic of the mind to interfere, to stop you, to regain your trust and have you come back to thought and story? Now, you do not have to go any further if you're not ready to. If you feel too frightened or concerned that there might be some truth to this, then you should stop. It's all right. No judgment. Trust yourself. Take care and protect yourself. But if you're willing, then let's find out if you go crazy. Let's find out if you sink into depression. If you're willing, you have the option of choosing to find out for sure, to discover the truth, to know once and for all if this story is trustworthy. But if you are not certain about going further, do not. Or wait until you are with me or another therapist to go further with assistance. But you will discover the subtle ways your mind will try to bring you back where you believe, you think that you're attending to experience, but actually you're beginning to judge. You're beginning to predict. And you'll notice, as subtle as it is, that, whoa, this is not experience, this is thought. And if you are willing to proceed, when you notice you have been lured back to thought, no judgment, no self-recrimination, this is what the mind does. We simply decide, no, I see what you're doing. And you turn your attention back to experience, again, back to the body, again. And perhaps because of that detour, some stress has reoccurred. That's all right. Then we just go back to the distress. We attend to the distress and let the thought once again drift off into the background. We attend to the experience and we allow and we follow. And we'll take a few more minutes as you do that for yourself. And as you allow and follow, your experience may guide you, may call to your attention, so that it moves from within to without, depending on the vehicle you're taking. You may be guided to the candle that's flickering, and you spend time attending deeply to the experience of exploring the color, the movement. And then your attention may be guided back inwardly again, where you notice, allow, and explore the inner experience that occurs with attending without thought, or label, or word, or story, or past, or future, what the experience of attending deeply to that candle is. And if you're walking, it may be the experience of having watched the mountains or the sunset. But allow your experience to guide you inward, outwardly, inwardly again. And just follow it. And each step of the way, move deeply into it. What is this like? What is this experience like? What is the sensation, the perception, the feeling? Is there imagery? Is there color? Is there sound? Occasionally, what you might discover is that you have thoroughly explored a particular experience, and you are allowing yourself to be guided. But it seems that there's no movement. That you continue to have your attention focused on the same experience with no transition or shift to follow. And should that occur, that's okay. What you can do should that occur is to just tell yourself, let's choose to dip down one layer deeper. Let's dip under this experience. Let's move further by choice and see what we discover there. And you can even do that now, if it's appropriate, if you need to. If you're guided back up, then follow. But if you dip down just a little deeper, underneath this experience, and you remain there, you move a little further beyond, and you remain there and begin to explore, discover what your experience is just a little deeper. And then allow yourself to remain there if you do. And see if at some point there's a shift and a transition and you're guided and then you follow again. And now it's like a dance. Like a cooperation, arm in arm. Where at times you follow and you're led effortlessly, and at other times you feel ready to take the lead and move a little further, move a little deeper to explore and experience and discover more. Now this may take you 5 or 10 minutes, or it may take you 30 or 45 minutes. And it might be different each time. But at some point, you will come to a place within where you will have an experience described by different people as different for them. It may be a feeling of freedom. It may be a feeling of expansiveness. No limit, no boundary. There may be the feeling of not being able to sense any difference between inward and outward, so that there's just this expansive feeling that I am both within and outside myself with my attention, but it is one space. There may be a feeling of lightness. There may be the experience of light. There may be the experience of absolute dark. There may be the experience that can only be described as nothing or emptiness. There may be the experience of peace or joy. There may be the experience of okayness, an absolute, doubtless certainty of okayness. As you come to this point, it will be unique for you. Allow whatever the experience is for you to be there. Very possibly an experience totally different than anything I've just mentioned. And when you get to this place, just rest there. And allow yourself to be in a space of open waiting. There's nothing to do. At this point, there's nothing to do but wait. But you wait openly, without any preconceived notion or expectation. Because as you wait patiently and openly, there may be nothing further that happens at all other than this experience of calm or peace or freedom or emptiness, whatever it is for you. Nothing may happen other than the experience of what it's like to rest in that place. And that's just fine. That's wonderful if that's all that happens today. That's wonderful. Because then when you're ready, you can just bring that back with you. And when you're back in the world facing your difficulty, you can remember to go inward for a few seconds and notice the presence of that place there waiting for you. And perhaps today, in this place of open waiting, unexpected, from the most subtle to the most expansive, complex, suddenly you may have an idea you've never had before, a direction, a solution. An understanding. A recognition or realization. And when that happens, it's presented to you and it won't just be an idea as thought, it will be an idea as thought that is totally embedded in experience. It will have depth and fullness, and you'll know without doubt, with perfect clarity, that this is the guidance being provided to you. And once you have that understanding or that realization, that direction or that idea, you still have choice. It's still up to you whether to trust it or not. And there's no judgment. If you're not feeling trusting of it because there's risk in everything. There's never a guarantee. Just the certainty of your heart. But there's no guarantee to outcome. Then that's fine. If you don't feel ready to trust this idea or this direction or this realization, you don't have to. There's no one judging. There's no right. There's no wrong. You move in your own time, at your own pace. But if you have certainty, if you feel a natural trusting of, an acceptance of this idea or this direction, and you bring it back with you, and you now have the option to use it, to bring it into the world. To follow it, to apply it. So just wait openly for a little while. And you can continue this process if you want to now for as long as you like. Or perhaps you've already stopped, or perhaps this is the right stopping point for you. And there's nothing to do. No steps to take, no reorientation to make. All you have to do is come back and be here. Be present. Return to your normal days, activities, and routine. And what I would recommend, if you want the full benefit of inquiring within in this fashion, is that you make this effort 2 or 3 times a week. And find out for yourself. Can it be helpful? Is it of benefit? And if you decide not, then don't do it. And if you find that it is, then continue. And now you can continue today, or you can just come back to whatever it is you need to do in going forward with your day or your evening. Hopefully, bringing back with you, if nothing else, just a little bit of relief, a little bit of comfort, a little bit of confidence and courage to return to facing your day and the difficulties that we all have, that you have, that are unique for you, and facing them with just a little bit more effectiveness.